Today, lawmakers announced three new bills to help lay the groundwork for possibly legalizing medical marijuana in Utah in the future. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
The new bills come from Republican State Senators Evan Vickers and Brian Shiazawa and Representative Brad Daw. All three focus on laying the groundwork for medical marijuana legalization in the future, rather than trying to pass a medical use policy now. Representative Daw explained their reasoning.
Rather than lead with a policy which essentially puts the legislature in the position of essentially playing doctor by decreeing which conditions are available for treatment, we're going the route of saying, you know what, scientific community, medical community, you tell us.
This year's bills would reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 drug to enable it to be studied in medical settings, create a framework for how institutions would do those studies, and decide how it would be distributed in the state. Part of the reason lawmakers said they're taking this calculated approach is because drug policy is split between the state and federal government. Senator Vickers noted that it's unclear what the Trump administration's stance will be on medical cannabis.
So we think it's prudent to continue to move forward as if there would be a policy and trying to determine how the state would run that.
Representative Gage Froer, who has worked on past marijuana legislation, said this year they're taking a pragmatic approach.
A lot of times in the state of Utah, we take small steps to get to the end of the road. I really think that we're taking the proper steps.
Steps, he says, needed to move something forward this year versus nothing. Eric Newman, KUER News.